It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
You've seen the rom-com with Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh, yeah. That's like my favorite movie.
Sounds like the theme song.
Well, I think our show could star in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Minutes.
Ooh.
All it takes
take
is
that, Kate Hudson.
Just one appearance on this radio program, and we can drive even the most solid of couples to call it quits.
Yeah. Is this a brag, or?
I don't know. It's just a skill that we have. I don't know. Why do you think George Clooney and Amal have never accepted our offers to talk to us on the show?
Oh, that's why.
It's because they know what would happen.
Mm-hmm. They're smart.
But today, we've been given the ultimate challenge. As long as they haven't hung up since I've already started talking.
Yeah.
Our challenge is to take a happy couple and not break them up.
Hey.
Can we do it?
I hope so. Why would that be hard?
Brooke, look at me. Resist the urge.
Resist
the urge to break these two up, okay?
Jeffrey, I love love.
Yeah.
You say that, but for some reason, it always comes crashing down whenever we talk to people.
The guy will be like, I like bananas. And Brooke's like, oh, every guy I dated that ate a banana.
Yeah.
Never.
Well, let's find out what the situation is. Our listener's name is Francesca. What's up, Francesca?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
Wait, if you're in a happy relationship, why are you calling us?
Oh, yeah. So I've been dating this guy. His name is Evan for 2 months now. He is a great guy. He's wonderful, exceptional, perfect,
Prince Charming.
That's a lot of adjectives.
That was a high pedestal you just put him on.
For a guy that you've been seeing for, would you say 2 months now?
2 months, yeah.
2 months.
That's the honeymoon phase. You guys know when you first get with somebody, everything they do is perfect. Even their farts are funny.
So are you guys hanging out a lot then? I mean, 2 months in, are you officially dating? Like together?
Yes, we're dating. It happens, like we met randomly outside my gym. It was pouring rain and I was sheltering under a little tiny piece of awning. And he was passing by with his umbrella and he walked me to my car, which was parked like 4 to 5 blocks away.
And if we've ever watched a movie, all love happens in the rain.
In the rain.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. He's not changed since. He just remained the sweetest, most amazing person. It's been phenomenal.
Okay, so
did you just call in to brag? Or?
Yeah,
I know. No guy's ever walked me to a car.
Why did you reach out to us for help?
Okay, so I've been feeling funny for a little bit and I went to the doctor and I found out that I'm pregnant.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations, a baby.
Is it congratulations?
I don't know. Are you happy about that?
I would be happy, but I'm 3 months pregnant.
Hold on. Yeah, do the math.
Different baby daddy.
That's different.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
man.
So it's not your boyfriend's baby.
It definitely belongs to my ex.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is complicated.
Yikes. Well, still, yay, a baby.
Babies are so cute.
Coming into the world.
This is definitely complicated.
Okay.
Yeah. This is a hard one, guys. And I just really need you guys to help me. I don't know how to tell him, if I should tell him. I'm just really lost now.
When I was single, this was my worst fear.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Tell me about it.
Worst fear. Like, so
being pregnant by an ex and then getting with a new
person—all of it. It's just so complicated.
You just gotta have pregnancy tests on lock in case you take this thing.
Okay.
I hear Brooke already starting to give up on love now.
I just feel for you. That's so much to go through, right? And you must feel like scared about this new relationship and also kind of alone and together.
Do you want to put some positive emotions in there, Brooke, or just do you want to list all
the
negative
things?
You have
two men in your life, an ex and this guy.
And a baby, guys.
Yeah. Are we calling the ex to tell him that he's going to be a dad, or have you already broken that news?
Well, I haven't told my ex anything because I really want to sort things out with this guy first. You know, my ex is really not that great of a guy.
And
I really don't want to lose this new guy. I don't want to lose Evan at all.
Okay, so that's who you want to call today. You want us to call Evan and break the news to him?
That he's going to be a dad?
No, he's not going to be a dad. No, just that his girlfriend's pregnant.
Okay.
Can I ask, are you guys in a phase in your life where, like, you have a stable career, or are you, like, newly starting out? I mean, I just don't know how old you are.
Everything is great. Like, this situation would be perfect if I were only 2 months pregnant. Like, we are ready. We are so ready in life.
Okay.
Got it. Well, that's
so
a good thing.
That's positive. See, that's a positive.
You could only be 2 months pregnant.
No, you can't lie. Okay.
No. I don't recommend going
I've thought
that
about
route.
It. I have. I thought about it.
Yeah. You thought about lying? Yeah. Let's not do that. Normally, I'm a proponent for not being 100% truthful, but in this case, I think we need to be completely
and
honest.
And you're messing with the baby's life, too, at that point.
Oh, my God. So,
well, I mean, you sound like a really happy person, and you sound really positive. And what are you expecting out of him? Are you wanting your boyfriend to just stay with you? Are you expecting him to take on some sort of role as a father? Mm-hmm. Even though it's not his child.
My ideal situation is for him to accept me and the baby and for my ex to say he wants no part and I could just move on with my life.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Wouldn't that be the greatest Lifetime movie ever?
Do you know, has your current boyfriend ever dated anyone with a kid?
No. And he wants to be a father. Like, he loves kids.
Yeah,
okay.
He sounds like a good dude.
Okay. So this is positive.
There is some hope for this phone call. I'm just really glad that this is not a second date update. Because in that case, we would have to deliver the news. But with the Awkward Tuesday...
It's all in her.
Yeah, you're going to have to do it yourself.
Oh, you poor thing.
But we're going to think of some advice for you, okay? We're going to play a song. We'll come back. And we'll help you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call to your boyfriend to let him know that you're pregnant with your ex's baby.
Not so much.
We won't emphasize that part as much.
We're going to figure this out, okay? We'll play a song. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Thank you, guys. I'm really nervous.
If you're just joining us for the Awkward Tuesday phone call, this is an interesting situation, to say the least.
Yeah.
One that I don't think any of us on the show have had any personal experience with.
No. And,
or, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Alexis?
No.
Okay. You can never be too sure with this group, but...
I don't know. Maybe I've had this problem. I've...
No one's ever told
me. You were the ex.
Yeah. If you don't know what's going on, one of our listeners, Francesca, needs our help to call her boyfriend of 2 months and let him know that she just found out she's 3 months pregnant, meaning the baby is not his. It's a lot. And Francesca, even though I know you think it's great and you think that Evan, your boyfriend, is going to be really excited to raise a child.
Yeah.
Remember, you've only been together for 2 months, okay? Mm-hmm. For most dudes, after 2 months, I don't know if I'm ready to buy a couch with a girl, let alone help my girlfriend raise someone else's kid.
That's a good example, too.
I'm just saying, let's lower the expectations just a little bit. But you guys, we need to find a way to deliver this news without the guy completely ghosting. So, Brooke, remember, we want him to not hang up. What do you think she should do?
One thing that she should not do, can we start there?
Sure.
Okay.
Is that she should not emphasize the ex too much. I mean, yes, of course, it's the other guy's kid, but you need to let him know, like, you want nothing to do with that guy.
Okay.
You know, because I think there's a part of men that would be a little jealous or fearful that you're going to go running back to this other dude.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I think you should do is I think you should really... talk about how excited you are, because you are. You said you're in a great place to have a baby. You've always wanted to be a mom, and you really are.
What's the sound
of him bolting away.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that's the strongest advice. Jose, did you have any advice?
So my thing is I think you started out as a hypothetical question, right? Like, hey, just wondering, how would you feel if I was pregnant and the baby was yours? And if he reacts poorly...
What a random question to ask someone.
Exactly.
We're sending men fleeing in all directions.
I just mean if he reacts badly, then you just change the subject.
There.
Francesca, how do you feel about that?
Yeah. I feel queasy right now.
I don't know if that's the problem.
That's the first trimester, honey. It gets better in the second.
No matter how this goes, just remember, we support you, okay, Francesca?
Yes, and we're here for you.
We're here to support you, even if your boyfriend does not.
I feel a little bit better knowing that I have you guys' support, and I will hold you to it.
Yay!
All right. So here we go. I'm going to dial the phone number if you're ready and let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call.
I got this.
You're strong.
Good luck. Here we go. I'm dialing the number right now.
Hello.
Hey, Evan. It's your girl.
Hey.
What's
how you doing?
Up? I'm good. I just finished cooking. I was just trying a little recipe. How was your day?
Oh, good. I was just having a sandwich myself.
Mm.
So
what's up? What are you calling for? You don't usually call.
Well, this warranted a conversation. I know, you know, I love to text and send you emojis, but I have something really, really big to tell you. Is this a good time for us to talk?
I guess so. Yeah, might as well if you have something big to tell me.
Okay. I don't know how to say this, but I'm pregnant.
Huh? Pregnant?
Yeah. Remember when I told you I wasn't feeling well and I wasn't sure why, if it was the artichoke dip or whatever that we had?
Yeah.
Well, I went to the doctors and they did some blood work and they found out that I'm pregnant.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Are you serious?
Yeah, I am. You think it's incredible? Oh my God.
I mean, yeah, of course. That. Well, that's amazing news. Wow.
I can't believe you're happy. Okay.
I mean, it's a little early for us, but I mean, that's exciting. You're going to be a mom. I'm going to be a dad. I can't even believe this.
All right, now, okay, wait. Evan, just hold on a sec, because there's a little bit more.
More? What do you mean, like there's twins? Are we having twins?
No, not more babies. I mean, there's a little more news.
What else? What do you mean?
So, according to the measurements of the baby is 3 months old.
Okay.
You and I have been dating 2 months.
You're saying that it's not mine?
It's my ex's.
Awkward. Oh, did we have to hit the awkward sound?
What?
I can have it be more awkward than that.
I don't want to talk.
Hello?
Hey, Evan?
Who's this?
You're processing a lot right now.
You're on the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning right now.
What?
Yeah. He's more shocked than that.
You got a bigger reaction out of finding out you're on the radio.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing, Evan? We're just here for moral support.
Oh, my God. I don't know what's going on. What? Okay. Why would you tell me like this?
Oh, don't get mad. Don't get mad, Evan.
Let's just take a breath. Let me explain what's going on. So we do a segment on our show called an Awkward Tuesday phone call. That's where if our listeners ever need help having a kind of an uncomfortable conversation with somebody, we can help give them advice and lend them some moral support. And so your girlfriend, Francesca, wanted our help delivering this news to you.
And she just thinks the world of you. That's why she was so scared to tell you. She thinks you're amazing, Evan.
She wishes it was yours.
So how are you feeling, man?
I have no idea. I don't know why you would tell me like that.
Yeah.
Like what?
Like, draw it out and say, I'm pregnant, and then, by the way, yeah, it's not yours.
Yeah.
I mean, it should have been a complete sentence, I think. I agree with you. Yeah. Like, Francesca, you should have said, I'm pregnant with my ex's baby.
Come on, I'm so nervous.
I know, sweetheart. Yeah. I know. I think she's really excited to be a mom, and she really wants you to be on board. I mean, not as a father or anything, right, Francesca?
In any capacity he chooses, but I don't want to lose him.
Yeah, he can't be as a father, but as a stepfather, he could be, technically.
Yeah, he could be a good dad still.
What does your ex think about all this?
Oh, that's a good question.
I actually haven't told him yet, but I'll cross that bridge when I get to it.
And she's not with her ex. He doesn't, like, get dibs on being in a relationship with her just because she got pregnant. I mean...
Right.
But I feel like you're on that bridge now and you need to talk to him because he, you know, he is the father.
Right.
I mean, I will, but I just wanted to make sure that, you know, we are good first and things are good with us. We're on the same page because you are the one who's in my life and you are way more important to me.
Aww.
Yeah.
I mean, you doing all right, Evan? Like, I know this is a lot of information coming at you all at once, and you're also talking to some radio celebrities, which must be hard for you to process. So I understand if you're a little bit confused,
But Evan, I mean, think of it this way. Yeah, the kid's not biologically yours, but in that moment, before you realized that, you were truly excited about having this life with her.
I mean, it's just a whole nother, it's a whole different ball game, you know, when there's somebody else involved and it's not your kid. I mean, that's a whole different dynamic. And
you're right.
I mean, this is a lot to process.
You don't have to make a final decision, but just give it some time to marinate.
Mm. Evan, I hear that you need to think about it, and that's fair. And just so you know, I'm thinking about naming the baby after you.
Whoa! Those are hormones. Okay. Francesca, let's not go there.
Naming the baby after him.
Yeah, we need
again, 2 months.
You probably need to talk to the actual dad and tell him he's going to be a father before you start naming your kid after the guy you've been dating for 2 months.
Okay, well, I love you.
Oh.
Do you guys already say that?
I hope
That's an important question.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe not.
I think you guys need to sit down in person with each other and have a good heart to heart.
Kevin, do you think we could like meet up and talk? I just want to know what's happened.
Sure? You say sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Sure, it's a successful Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Sure is good.
I love when people say sure.
I am so uncomfortable.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I think I'm crazy.